The last post I said something wild was bound to happen sooner or later, and I wasn't disappointed. Mark's been living here for about a week now, and he finally got what he was looking for. Action! Wasn't really in his favor, though. I mentioned the patrols he keeps taking me on last post, but I didn't really go into detail. He calls them patrols, but it's honestly more of a scavenger hunt. He even gave me a damn list, like a little kid or something. On the list were specific signs and objects that are indicative of tangible activity. Tangible is a fancy talk for monsters. Now I asked him what an intangible was as a joke, and he nonchalantly said ghosts and other shit that you can't touch. After I realized that he was serious, I popped the question. Why not just say monsters and ghosts and shit? He thought for a moment.
Because the people who name this stuff are nerds.
It's fair enough, I guess. I'm off on a tangent again. Back to the scavenger hunt. The list he gave me had a lot of stuff on it, and I was walking through the woods for the second time that day. One thing on the list kept catching my eye. Stairs. But what the fuck would stairs even be on the list? That's not paranormal at all. Also, if there had been stairs in these woods, I would have already found them. That's not something you miss. I mean, I thought this whole search around for stuff idea was stupid from the beginning anyway, and I never searched for the hell spawn on this property. It always found me by itself. The only reason I even participated in Mark's patrols were to humor him so that he wouldn't be as crabby. And because I like to get outside anyway. Even so, stairs? I was looking at the list, eyeing down the word stairs for the millionth time, when it suddenly got dark. Now confused, I look up to see that it hadn't actually gotten dark. I was just in a shadow. A shadow that was cast by a tall, skinny wooden wall. I had been in this exact spot a few days earlier, and there had been no such object. The wall was about 5 feet wide, 10 feet tall, and I somehow almost walked directly into it without realizing. I began to walk around it and quickly realized it wasn't a wall. Yeah, you probably already guessed. It was the back of a fucking flight of stairs. I was honestly fucking shook. It was like I had summoned them after thinking about them too much, and I immediately called Mark on the radio that he'd given me for situations like this, and yelled, "Dude, I actually found stairs, like real friggin' stairs out here!" I hadn't been this excited about something in a long time, and I had no idea why I was excited now. I think it had something to do with thinking the stairs were such a stupid thing to look for, only to end up finding some when I never expected to. Either way, I barely heard Mark respond with, "Okay, just stay put for a minute. I'll be there soon. And please, stop screaming. You're scaring away all the things out here." He said something else, but I wasn't listening. I was far too engrossed in these stairs. I had to go up them. It wasn't like they were calling to me or anything. It was more like the fact that I was pretty sure that I would be able to see my house from the top. So with Mark still saying unintangible commands on the radio, I began to ascend. As I walked up the stairs, the woods around me started to quiet down, which is weird in retrospect, but I really didn't pay any attention to that. Another thing I noticed was that there wasn't any leaves or dirt or anything on the steps. Anyone who had experience in the woods knows that it only takes a few hours for Mother Nature to spread her shit all over any given object that's left in her care. The real anomaly happened when I hit the top step, though. You see, the second my heel hit the top step, I heard Mark let out a, "What in the son of a bitch?" I froze. I started weighing my options. See, if I let whatever was out there kill Mark, I wouldn't have to deal with him anymore. I also told myself that I wasn't going to kill people anymore. Does it really count as killing him if I just let him die, though? And they'll probably just replace him anyway. I guess I'll go help. And with that thought, I went to go help him. I honestly expected there to be a pail clamped onto his foot, or for him to have fallen into one of those camo traps, but alas, all I found was Mark, without shoes on, just socks, clenching the toes of each of his feet in his hands. Before I could even ask him what was going on, he started,
"You went on the damn stairs, didn't you?"
"Yeah? And why does that matter?" "I'm telling you, if looks could castrate,
Bad shit happens when you go up the stairs, you dick. I told you over the radio not to go up them.
Must have missed that part. What happened to you anyway? Okay, now this part is kinda nasty. Mark let go of one of the ends of his socks to reveal that the toe area was covered in blood. He then removed the sock, and I shit you not, all of his toenails were gone. Damn! How'd you manage that?
Are you daft, Cole? You did this when you went up those stairs.
Yeah, it sounds stupid, I know, but I kind of believe him, because I know, for a fact, those stairs weren't normal. I'm kind of certain of this, because when I went back to where they were to show Mark, who was limping something awful, they weren't there anymore. Just disappeared. Mark wasn't surprised by this either, and in case you were wondering, I could not see my house from the top, which was a bummer. And that's about it for the stairs, but something else did happen yesterday. The day after the stair incident, I actually met a brand new monster. At least, new to me anyway. I think Mark knew what it was, but he wouldn't tell me. I gave him the spooks, though. As you may have already gathered, it happened on one of Mark's patrols. He was actually adjusting to life without toenails pretty good. I'll give him that. The night before, he took a large amount of bandages and some rubbing alcohol from my bathroom. I guess he did a good job on himself because he was walking pretty close to normal now. But I did hear a lot of groaning and heavy breathing that night in my living room, and I was hoping it was him patching himself up and not him, you know, having fun on his laptop, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, we were walking through an area of the woods that stays somewhat dark during the day due to the dense tree covering blocking out most of the sun. Other than the lack of light, everything seems pretty docile. That was until Mark started complaining about a noise.
Cole, you hear that? I think it's like static or something.
I didn't hear it. Mark put his hand on my chest, stopping me mid-sentence. I looked over to him to see what's up, and he's staring at me with extremely wide eyes.
We need to get to the house, now!
I've never seen him get so flustered, so I knew things were serious. I nodded, and we both turned to run to the house, but the tall man was already blocking the way. When I say tall man, I meant really, really tall man. I'm also fairly certain that he wasn't a man. Tall man just makes up for a good name. He was between 10 and 12 feet tall and was wearing clothes made out of what looked to be like a dirty brown and tan rags that were stitched together. The rags covered his whole body, including his hands, feet, and face. He's also thin. Something deep in my gut told me that he had some kind of unnatural strength. As his image sank into my brain, I heard Mark whisper,
"Holy shit, it's really one of them."
Off to my left, there was complete silence for a while. Not actually sure how long. The only thing that I could hear was a slight static, buzzing sound. No one moved in the silence. Not Mark, not me, not the pail that was about to bite into Mark's leg while he was distracted. Oh, wait. Holy shit! Mark, look out! Pail on your right! With surprising speed, Mark pulled his Glock out and fired two shots into the pail's head. It didn't move after that, but the pail man did. The sudden scuffle seemed to set the tall bastard into a rage, and the once subtle static sound grew into a roar. It was like no sound that I'd ever heard before, maybe something like the sound of metal being ground up by other metal. However, the sound was the least of our worries. It started sprinting at us. It was originally about 30 yards away, but it seemed to cover the distance in the blink of an eye. He was on us before we could react. He went for Mark first, reaching out for him with one of those long, skinny arms. His fingers seemed to stretch out just so they could reach all the way around Mark's torso. As Mark was lifted off the ground, kicking and yelling, he emptied the rest of his clip into the tall man's head.
It did nothing.
That's about the time when the big black tentacles ruptured out from the creature's back, six new weapons now ripping holes into the rags. This thing must be terrible at making its own clothes. Like, how hard would it be to just make tentacle holes so you don't end up ripping your clothes? Anyhow, I really didn't want this big fella ripping up Mark, so I had to figure something out. Before it managed to obliterate old Marky, I drew my gun and emptied my own clip into the various parts of the monster in an effort to find a weak spot. No luck. In fact, the bullets bounced off him. One of them whizzed right past my ear. It was like under those rags he was made of steel, but I'm no quitter. See, I now had his attention, and I'm pretty sure Mark was going, you know, unconscious at this point because he couldn't breathe due to the thing's death grip. I drew my brand new Bear Grylls survival knife, and I lunged at him with all of my strength at its legs, but I didn't stab it. See, if bullets couldn't really make it through this thing's skin, my knife didn't really have a chance. But I had a plan. I got behind it, only to get snatched into the air by one of its tentacles. I was immediately faced to, rags with this thing? Its tentacles were wrapped tightly around my stomach. It now had Mark and I both exactly where it wanted. I swear that I could hear a deep, demonic laughter within the still roaring static that filled my brain, but it stopped laughing when I started. I began scream laughing, not really sure why. Sometimes I think that I might actually be insane. The tall man cocked his head to the side as if to say, "You do know you lost, right?" The only thing I was able to say before the last of my air was squeezed out of my lungs was, "I really hope this fucking works." And with that, I took the knife that was still in my hands, and I sliced at the tentacle as hard as I could. My hope was that since the tentacle could move so fluidly, the skin would have had to be much softer and weaker, otherwise it would be stiff and not flexible. Oh, how right that theory was. I was met with a spray of hot black liquid, and the static sound morphed into the sound of nails on a chalkboard. I fell like 7 or 8 feet to the ground and landed flat on my back. That shit hurt, but adrenaline is a hell of a chemical, so I was back on my feet almost instantly. Two things I noticed off the bat. It was holding a now unconscious Mark, and my attack hadn't quite managed to slice through the entire tentacle, but I was close. The thing seemed to be deciding on whether or not to retreat, or to try to kill me again. I took advantage of his slight hesitation, and I leapt on the now limp tentacle. I grabbed it and yanked with all the force I could muster. Now, it completely severed itself from the beast. Suddenly, all the sounds in my head stopped, and I heard Mark hit the ground off to my right. I looked up only to see the tall man's covered head aimed at its now disconnected appendage, then at me, then at the woods behind me, then at his tentacle. Something tells me that he's never been injured before, and after he finished looking at stuff, he bolted backwards just as fast as he approached us. Yeah, he sprinted off, backwards. What's with monsters and running backwards? Seems silly to me, and dangerous. Anyways, I ended up having to carry old Mark over my shoulder back to the house, and he could stand to lose a few pounds. He woke up a few hours later and interrogated me on how I managed to scare the thing off after he passed out. Told him I just ripped off my clothes and started running at the thing until it ran off. Mark said he won't let me see the thing's file until I tell him what really happened. But I really want to sell the naked story. Maybe I'll tell him what really happened later and let y'all know what the real name of the creature is, or maybe I'll just keep trying to convince Mark that while he's a monster hunter, I'm a monster predator. That's it. I'll post again soon. And in case you were wondering, I haven't seen Skinny in a few days. Still haven't heard from the lady in the tree in a while. But life goes on, right? Be sure to check out the other parts of the series. I have the link below. Until next time, this is Cole, signing off.